This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim, Parshas Meraglim. In the Parsha of Meraglim, we need to ask ourselves, do we have within ourselves a little Meraglim? The Meraglim, they were called Rishayim, they did tremendous destruction to Klal Yisrael, Ludairis for generations. Tisha B'Av is on the day that they came back and made a Bechil Ludairis. Are we guilty of also having a touch of Meraglim within us? And if we do, how do we identify it and how do we correct it? Rashi tells us Meraglim is a continuation, Parsha Shlach, from the previous Parsha, Ba'aloyscha, where Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was punished with Tzaras. In connection to that Parsha, we have the Parsha of Shlach the Meraglim, because Rishoyim Harlolu, Ra'u V'loy Lakhu Musar, they saw what happened to Miriam. They saw the transgression of Miriam, the Lashon Hara she spoke, and they repeated it instead of learning Musar, taking a lesson from Miriam. The famous question is, Miriam spoke against a person. Miriam spoke against her brother. Miriam spoke against Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. How is that compared to what the Meraglim did when they spoke about a land, Eitzim Vavanim? And if so, and it's not comparative, how are they supposed to take a Musar and learn from that? It's a famous question. Many Mefarshim give different ideas on how to be Metaritz this Kasha. Some speak about the inyan of Lashon Hara, about Eretz Yisrael, that there might be an Issur Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Others talk about when you speak Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, you're actually speaking Lashon Hara against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're speaking Lashon Hara against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave you Eretz Yisrael and promised that it's a good land. But there's another mahalach that could be taken, that we could explain the connection between Miriam, the Lashon Hara she spoke, and what the Meraglim did. The Rambam, at the end of Tumas Tzaras, in his Yad HaChazaka, says an interesting arichus. He's marich, he elaborates to explain that the Lashon Hara of Miriam was actually quite small. It wasn't such a gross Lashon Hara. It was minute. It wasn't this big Lashon Hara that she spoke. She meant well, and she didn't say much. V'chule, v'chule. What does the Rambam say was her actual chet, her actual mistake? That she was ta'ah. She made a mistake. She compared Moshe Rabbeinu to every other Navi. She didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness and how he was different than all other Nevi'im. He was Ava Nevi'im. He was Pel Pe Adaber Boy. And by undermining his Maila, she said, we have a complaint. Why is he being Pirish Mishtai? Why is he not acting like all other Nevi'im? So it comes out that the Lashon Hara was the result of the actual chet and mistake, and that is undermining, not seeing the maila, not seeing the tremendous attributes of Moshe Rabbeinu. With this, we can say now we understand the connection between Miriam and the Meraglim. The Meraglim, maybe it's not so much the Lashon Hara, but it's what brought about the Lashon Hara. And that is that they undermined the Milus, They didn't see the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, all the ruchniyistic and gashmiyistic milus that Eretz Yisrael had. And with this, what Miriam did, and what the Meraglim did, have a tremendous connection. It's interesting, the Meraglim, as the Pasuk clearly states, were Meirin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us that when they said, when they brought back the Eretz Yisrael, the land, Chazak Hu Mimenu, the people, they're much stronger, Mimenu, Pasha means from us, Klal Yisrael. Chazal say when they said Mimenu, they meant from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Chazak Hu, that the people were much stronger than the Rabbeinu Shloilam. In essence, they were kaifer. In essence, they became heretics. They were kaifer in the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Yet when they get punished, the Pasuk clearly addresses the reason for their punishment. What was their chet? Vayamusu ha'anoshim oitziya dibas haaretz ra. It's much worse than just dibas haaretz ra that they spoke lashon hara. They were kaifrim. They came and they said emesa, outright blatant kfira, kichazaku mimenu. Yet the Pasuk clearly identifies, and the Pasuk clearly explains their punishment was based on the chet of Maitziye Dibas Haaretz Ra. It seems that this was the Shairish. This was the root of all the problem, and everything actually came as a result of the Maitziya. So we're addressing the root of the problem and not the outcome of everything. So the Lashon Hara and even the Kfira resulted from a behavior of Maitziya Dibas Haaretz Ra. I've always fataiched, what does it mean Maitziya Dibas Haaretz Ra? Maitziye. Pashit means Maitzi Shemra. When you spread, Maitzi would be to spread, to be Mefitz, a Lashon Hara. But could be Maitziye also means when you take out. Sometimes in a situation or a person, there's a lot of milus, a lot of good things. But what do you take out? Oh, you found one thing to take out bad. That's called Maitziye Dibas Haaretz Ra. To find the one bad thing. To find the negative and to bring it out and elaborate and focus on it. That's called Maitziye Dibas Haaretz Ra. And every bad that we find by the Meraglim resulted from this Maitziye Dibas Haaretz Ra, which I would call an ayin ra. It's a bad eye to see an evil thing and to not see the positive and to not see the good. And once you have this bad midah, all the other bad things and all the other averis, all the way till kfira, that you'll start seeing bad in the Rabbeinu Shloilam and you'll say, ki chazak hu mimenu. There's a pasuk, Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion, Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. What does it mean, Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim? It's giving you advice. See, look, see the good in Yerushalayim. There's so much good there. Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld, Chatzadik Levracha, used to fataych, he used to explain the pasuk, Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim, that it's an avodah. It's a chiyuv. Urei b'tuv Yerushalayim. It's not just giving you a advice, but it's telling you need to work on. Urei b'tuv Yerushalayim. And I think what he means to say is, Amir Dikazach, Yerushalayim carries with it responsibilities of Avodah. For example, Ma'aser Sheni, we eat Yerushalayim. One of the Avodahs in Yerushalayim was to work on Urei B'Tuv, to see the positive, to see the good. Living in Yerushalayim was a mechayiv that every Yid needs to work on. Urei B'Tuv Yerushalayim. Just as there was a mitzvah to eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, there was a mitzvah, Urei B'Tuv Yerushalayim. It was an avodah. The Meraglim, they came to a land which is Kula Kedusha, Kula Shechina, and instead of having the Urei B'Tuv, this midah, they had the opposite. They were Moitzi. They took out just Dibas Haaretz Ra. That's the bad that they found, and they focused on it. And that's all they took out from it. That's the Avodah of Urei B'Tuv Yerushalayim, Ayin Toiva, and not having an Ayin Ra. Where does this come from? In order to work on a bad midah, we need to understand the shayrish of that midah. What is it based on? Where does it come from? The Zohar tells us that what went wrong with the Meraglim? What happened? They were Kulam Anoshim. They were big people. They were Nesiim, Roshim. They were the heads of Klal Yisrael. Says the Zohar, that was the problem. They were afraid. They feared that if they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their position as the Roshim, as the Nesiim. There'll be a change of guard and they won't be the Nesiim. Pashit, you learn, so that was Atzas Meraglim. That was premeditated. That they had a plan to derail coming into Eretz Yisrael by lying and saying the bid, and that the people should want to go. I've always understood that that's not the pshat. Midachzach. It's not that they lied. And the Eitzel was a premeditated evil plan. But actually, they lied because that's what they saw. They misunderstood what they were seeing. And the Zohar that says it was because of their fear, because they were afraid to lose their position, that was their negiyah that made them see blindly wrong, to blindly see something which is not true. Pashit. The Velt always says that they misinterpreted. And the Zohar seems to be a different pshat, a different mahalach, that they had a plan, bedafka, to lie and derail coming into Eretz Yisrael. Bedatzach, as we're explaining, that actually it's the same pshat. It's two parts of the same pshat. The negil was the Zohar that they were afraid they were going to lose their position. The lamais of it is, and therefore they didn't see, and they saw sheker. Negius makes a person see something completely off, completely false, to not see milus, to not see attributes. How do we work on it? What do we do to correct that? There's an interesting pshat. And the pshat I left to say is not the pshat that it's stam in the svarim, but it's a pshat was mazakt in himmel. It's a pshat from Shemayim. What do I mean by this? You'll soon see. I'll soon explain myself what I mean. But the pshat is as follows. Kalev responds to the Meraglim who say the most terrible things about Eretz Yisrael, says, Kalev, Oretz Asharvarnu, Losaroiso, Toiva Oretz, Mioid, Mioid. The land is very good. Mioid, Mioid, a double Lashon. Why the double Lashon? Why the repetition? So, Pashit, it's to emphasize. Sinitnar, Sinit, good, Abbasid, good, Zizair, good. It's very, very good. But I saw a pshat, which were in two different dreams, interestingly. brought in the Svarim that was given in two different dreams to two different people, a pshat about why it says Toiv Aretz Ma'id Ma'id. The first is a pshat that was given by the Lubliner Rebbe in a dream to a chassid of his. In Chassidish Svarim, it's brought that one of the chassidim of the Lubliner Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael to live, and after a while, he was wondering, how come he doesn't feel this cheshik, this hergish, that he's an Eretz Yisrael, and the great privilege that he has to live in Eretz Yisrael. Lubliner Rebbe came to him in a dream and told him, the pasuk says, Toiv Aretz Ma'id Ma'id. Why the repetition? Why the double lashon Ma'id Ma'id? And the answer, the words Ma'id Ma'id ring a bell. There's a Mishnah. Havishval Ruach Ma'id Ma'id. You need to be humble, but not just plain humble, but very Ma'id Ma'id to the other extreme. The Rambam holds, in all midas, it's kedai to be in the middle, not too extreme on either side of the midah, but by hanava, by humility, you need to go to the other direction. Ma'id ma'id havishval ruach, said the Lubliner Rebbe, if you work on the ma'id ma'id havishval ruach, you'll reach, and you will see, and you will feel the taiva aretz, ma'id ma'id, humility, you'll see the ma'ilus of Eretz Yisrael, and you'll appreciate what Eretz Yisrael has to offer to you living in Eretz Yisrael. That's one story. One dream. There's another story, another dream. The Lelev Rebbe's children, Reb Moshe Lelev, his children lived in Eretz Yisrael. One of the big tzaddikim, the Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Abba Mizichlin, Zchusiyagin Aleinu, Zchirin Levracha, used to send money to the children of the Lelev Rebbe. It's a Hasidish custom that the Rebbe's children, Hasidim, like to send money to help them, to support them. Binan Shel Kedoshim. It's a special group. Binan Shel Kedoshim, and money is collected and sent to help them, to support them in their needs. Reb Meir Orbach, famous from the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, he wrote the Sefer Imrei Bina, one of the classics that are used in the yeshiva world, on Chayshim Mishpat. He wrote to Reb Shmuel Abba Mizichlin, I don't think you should be sending the money to the children of Reb Moshe Lelev because you don't know them. You think you're sending to support Benan Shel Kedoshim, they're not such Kedoshim. They don't behave in such an illustrious way. They don't have all these milus that a Benan Shel Kedoshim should have. And you're being fooled, so to speak. And I feel bad, so therefore I have to inform you what the reality is, and that you're spending your money. Maybe if you would know, you wouldn't be sending the money. A few letters came like this. As time went on, the letters changed. And Meir Orbach started sending letters to Reb Shmuel Abba Mizichlin. Send them the money. They deserve it. When Meir Orbach was asked, what happened? What changed your mind? What happened? All of a sudden you started sending the reverse letters that they should send money to them. So he said, I'll tell you the emes. I used to know them and I used to see only their chisroinus. I saw that I couldn't see anything special about them. An old man came to me in a dream. It was after Meir Orbach gezakt. It's brought down in a few svarim, this maisa. An old man came to me in a dream and said to me, you know why you don't see the ma'ilus of Ramesh Shel Elva's children, the Benan Shel Kedoshim? It's because the Shtei Toiv Aretz Ma'id Ma'id. The Meraglim didn't see the ma'ilus of Eretz Yisrael. And the only way they could is Ma'id Ma'id, Havishval Ruach Ma'id Ma'id. If you're humble, you'll see the ma'ilus. And you need to work on this to see ma'ilus. by being humble. Says Rabbi Auerbach, I started working on Gaiva, working on being more humble, and then I started to see the milus of the people that you're sending the money to, and therefore I send letters now in the reverse that you should send them the money. We see how, first of all, the pshat came from two different sources, two different dreams. It must be a pshat, must sein a pshat von Himmel. But you see deeper that not only Milus in Eretz Yisrael needs humility, but Milus in people and Milus in situations. You need to have shval ruach ma'id ma'id, humility. When there's humility, then you'll see Milus. By Matan Torah it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Har Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. There was Achdus. What does it mean, Vayichan? They camped. And the Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad is the Achdus that they were together, united. Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarka says a very nice pshat. Vayichan also means Achdus. How does Vayichan mean? Just means camping. They were encamped. Ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad. No. He says the word Vayichan is a lashon chein. Vayichan sham Yisrael, they saw chein. And therefore they were ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad. They started seeing favor. They started seeing milus, one in the other. And that brought about the achdus that happened by Matan Torah. We know the Chidah Nachal Kedumim says that the Vayichan Sham Yisrael, this Achdus, what brought them to this Achdus? Because it says Vayachnu Bamidbar. Midbar we know is Anava. It's one of the Tanayim that you need, one of the conditions that are needed for Matan Torah. So the Midbar, the Anava, brought about the Vayichan. And this is the Pshat that we're learning. Toivar, it's my might. To see the Milus in others, it requires midbar, it requires humility. Humility, and then you'll see good in others. When a person is boastful, he's haughty, he has a problem, he'll always see the bad. In the parasha of Mitzayra, Pasuk tells us that the Mitzayra has to be badot yeshev, he sits alone, he's tameh, and he needs to announce to everyone that when they come close to him, they should be careful because Tame Yikra. Defiled, he should call himself, which means he announces to everyone that he's Tame. Why the double Osh? Tame Yikra. It should say Tame Yikra. Announce that you're Tame. So push it again. It's not saying it once. He'll say Tame, I'm Tame. It's a repetitive announcement. The Shla learns that the Pshat and the Pasuk is something deeper. Tameh, when someone is Tameh, when someone is flawed, there's something wrong with him. He is Tameh, his essence from within, Tameh Yikra, he'll always call everyone else Tameh. The Mitzvah is about Lashon Hara. Why is he speaking Lashon Hara, this person? How did he become about Lashon Hara? And the answer is Tameh. Something wrong from within. People who see chisrainis, people who are negative, people who speak lashon hara, you need to get to the root of it. And the root of it is that from within, something wrong from within, inside the person, he's either a balaveira, a balgaiva, there's something wrong that he's a tameh, and it's mela tameh yikra, therefore he calls others tameh. So we started to see a picture of what a miragel is. A miragel, he believes what he sees. Doesn't mean that he's making it up. He's a mitzi shemra, which means he finds the one negative and he focuses only on the bad. He could take something which has full of milus, something which is beautiful, something which is exalted in its perfection, both in Ruchnius and Agashmius, and find the one little detail, and that's what he takes out of the whole beautiful picture. It begins by speaking against people. Again, Miriam was a tremendous tzaddikus. There's nobody here that could even compare to the minute greatness. We have no shaykhus to Miriam, but Chazal are teaching us, Lysir Kimiriam, you're not allowed to be, you know, you have to be careful. Yishama benega tzaras, we have to remember the story of Miriam. What is the story of Miriam? It's a lot less than about the Lashon Hara she spoke, and according to the Rambam, it's a lot more about the perception of not seeing the greatness of a Moshe Rabbeinu by taking out a negative. And that's what Miriam did. And the Meraglim went further, and they spoke not only on a person, they went and they spoke about a situation, they spoke about a place. And that's the way it works, Rabbi Yisai. It starts by seeing negative in people. Then you'll start seeing negative in where you live, the land you live on, the place you live. And then you start seeing the negative on the situation you're in. And when the people you are around, and the place you live, and the situation you're in, you see negative, the next thing is you'll have tainus at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll see negative in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The end result is ki chazaku mimenu, that you'll be a misrayim, a complainer against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Goes in this in a round circle. This is the lesson according to Chazal in the Smichas HaParshias. Yes, Lashon Hara, that's a sugya that has to be learned. Is there a din Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael? It's a good topic, but possibly the connection is where the Lashon Hara comes from. The connection to Miriam is, how does such a thing happen? And the answer is, when we don't appreciate the Gedolim. He was a godly, he was Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu, when there's not a proper haracha, a proper respect and dignity, and we take out echisarin and we minimize the person. The next is there's a meraglim, which could talk about Eretz Yisrael and could talk about a situation, to the point that the next thing is that they talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who wants a meir de kipshat? Unbelievable, beautiful. Every time I think about it, it's such a beautiful pshat. You know, in the pasuk that Kalev responds to the Meraglim, Haaretz asher avarnu ba lasar oisa, toiv haaretz me'id me'id. The word haaretz is redundant. It already says, Haaretz asher avarnu ba lasar oisa. So it says haaretz, the land that we went there and we went to search out. Toiv haaretz me'id. It just said, Haaretz asher avarnu ba lasar oisa, toiv me'id me'id. And he says, we're talking about the land that they went to. It should have just completed the sentence, Toiv Aretz. Toiv, I'm sorry, Toiv Ma'id Ma'id, that it's very good. So I once saw a beautiful pshat. I can't remember from who, but a beautiful pshat. What Kalev was telling, he was answering the Meraglim. You went and you saw bad. It's not the land, it's you. Why didn't you think that maybe you're the problem? Aretz asher avarnu lasar oisa. What you're complaining about is the land that we went to. But haaretz, the rest of the land, is toiv me'id me'id. You told me that here we went was no good. And here and here. Why think it's the land? Maybe it's you. B'tayil v'chisar. Maybe because you went there, or you were goyrim it, or it's the way you saw it. Haaretz. But the rest of the land is toiva me'id me'id. It's all the perception, Rabbi Yisai. And if you're negative, you'll see negative. And where you are, it becomes negative because you're there, not because the place is no good. I've always shared with you how my Baba Zechreinu Livracha, Aleha Shalom, Rebbe Zewolkin, always used to tell me, Agale, it's a beautiful world. When I was younger, I didn't appreciate what she said. But as I got older, I started to think to myself, you're telling me it's a Shayna Welt. I think Bobby used to tell me what you went through World War II. She once told me how one Shavuos night, her father woke her up and said, "Mein Tochter, I arranged that you should ganve the granites. You got to go to Poland. You got to go right away." He was in Trab. He was the Rav in Trab. They came to tell Rabbi Avram Sacher of her father that they're taking my grandmother, Bobby Walken, together with her children. I had my aunt Chaya then, my aunt Esther, my father Moshe. He was a baby. So three children, and my grandmother was going to Sibir, and they were going to come to take away with a few other families in the shtetl. Zayda arranged that a Polish horseman with a carriage would take the families before the soldiers would come, and it was Shavuos morning, early, before they showed up at the door, and he sent them away, and he wakes them up, and he tells my Baba told me, my father was on her shoulder, the two girls, one in each hand, and the leichter. She carried her leichters. And the father, Rabbi Avram, takes her to the outskirts of the city. It was muddy, snowy. It was Shavuos time, but it was still muddy and snowy. My Baba told me she begged her father, "Come with me, Tata." He says, "I can't, because if I leave, they come to the door. They see I left, they'll take it out on the people of the shtetl, and as the Rav, it's my responsibility." So he stayed. It was the last time she ever saw him. But interesting, he gave her the boots. He had boots, and he said, "Take it." It was an act of Ruach HaKadosh, I don't know exactly, Siyata Dishmaya, because an hour into the travel, they started hearing the horses and the shooting of the guns. The soldiers came earlier, because they probably figured that they'll run before they come. So they came even earlier than they were supposed to come to catch them, but they already left. So they started searching them in the forest with dogs, with search dogs. And the dogs, of course, they run quickly, and the soldiers, and it was no match for this horse with the carriage with all the families. The Polish driver, I guess he has chus, he was an Erlich guy. He says, "I have an idea. Get off, I'm going to send the horses one way. The dogs will run after the horses to the direction I send the horses, and you, with all the family and children, run the other way." And my Baba told me that she was going, running, two children hand in hand, a baby on her shoulder with the leichter, all the families with children, and she kept on telling them, "Don't look back, don't stop, don't think, just keep on going, run, keep on going, run." My Baba told me that none of them made it. None of them were able to go. They ran a little bit, but they were with children. And she never saw any of the people that were together with her on this carriage. But she didn't give up. Maybe the shtibel, maybe she had the boots. It was doable. It was muddy. Maybe it was a siyata d'shmaya. The Rabbeinu Shloim gave an idea to the Zayder of Avram to give her the boots. Whatever it is, this is just one detail of the many difficulties and horrors that they went through during World War II. And yet this woman tells us, every day, Bobby tells us, "Tazah Shayna Welt." And I thought to myself, we have everything we need and everything we could want. There's 20 different flavored cereals. Every cereal comes in different styles and varieties. That's the gashmias that we have, houses and cars, and yet we walk around and we're unhappy and we see only bad and we complain and we take out all the negatives. What happened? What is it? And the answer is Ayin Tova. When a person trains himself and from within he's good, from within he sees positive, from within he sees only Toiv, so everything around him is Toiv. It's all good. Everything is good. In the mirror, They had a vertel, Rabbi Leizer Yudel, Zuchayn Levracha, Mira Sheshiva. The Heiliger Rabbi Leizer Yudel, Mira Sheshiva, used to say, what's the taich in the pasuk Vo'ish Moshe Anav Mi'od Mikol Adam Al Pnei Adama? So Pasha means he was the most humble of all people. Loshem Mipnei, from Mipnei, right? Anav Mi'od Mikol Adam. What is Mikol Adam Al Pnei Adama? Rabbi Leizer Yudel used to fataich. How was he an Anav? What made him an Anav Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is Mikol Adam Al Pnei Adama. He looked at all the people and he saw their milas. He saw all the attributes of people and it humbled him. Ayin Toiva brings humility. Humility brings Ayin Toiva. It's two sides of the same coin. It's a tremendous lesson, Rabbi Yisai. This might be one of the greatest lessons that we could learn from the Meraglim and better our lives. I don't know if it's the Pashup shot in the Pasik. It's a vertical, but it's a Murdik there. You see how Rabbi Yisai saw things. A person is humbled when he sees the milus of the people around him. The Rambam says that a person, when he starts seeing the tremendous bria that the Rabbeinu Shloilam created, miyad hu nirsas, he right away it humbles him, and he starts to love the Rabbeinu Shloilam. When you see positive in everything and in everyone, you're humbled. Tremendous lesson in maturity. Humility brings out that you see, brings, it leads to that you should see the good in everyone, and the reverse is also true. That if you see the good in everyone, you'll have humility. If you look at Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Gimel, Kufayin Dalek, Kufayin Hey, he says, what is a letz, someone who mocks everybody and everything? It comes from two shroshim. It comes from two roots. The first one is geus. It's gaiva. And the second one, he says, is the not understanding and appreciating milus of others. So if you have about gaiva, together with the not appreciation and understanding of others and their milus, together, it's a lethal dosage. It's a lethal thing to bring out litzanus. Shlema Melech in Mishlei says an unbelievable thing. You have to remember that Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam. He was the wisest. He understood life the best. In Mishlei Chabeis Tes, he says, Toiv Ayin Hu Yivarech. Chazal Darshan Yivarech, that he blesses, he should give the bracha. But the Pashit, the translation of the Pasuk is, Toiv Ayin, someone that has a good eye, Hu Yivarech, he is blessed. He is gebenched. Pshat and Farshim explained that if a person has a Toiv Ayin, he's a blessed person. His life is a life. It's a life of bracha. It's a life of being benched. It's a blessing to be able to see good and positive. Then life is good. And if not, it's a bitter life. I always understood that eyes don't lie. I see what they see. And this, that you find that people lie and they distort things, that's a decision that they make with their mouth. To say false, to speak false. But the eyes see what they see. And I always thought this is really a pasuk. Ki ha-shaychad ya'avrei ne'chachomim. So the sheichad, the negiya, ya'aver, it blinds the eye, but the siluf, the lying, the distorting, that comes in the mouth. There's the chayr pshat in the pasuk. Ki ha'sheichad ya'aver einei pikhim. So you're blind that you don't see, but you don't see false. The falsity, the distortion is the divrei. It's in the words. The Meraglim, I see, we learned something interesting, that they saw false. And the bracha that you give children Erev Yom Kippur, it's from the Chaya Adam, the Nusach of the bracha. We tell our children in a bracha, and one of the things we say is, Einecha l'noichach yabitu, your eyes should see straight. A blessing, a bracha that we give our children. It's a beautiful bracha. Einecha, your eyes should see straight. I sometimes see crooked too. You know, we think cross-eyed means that the person's eyes are looking in two different directions. And the truth is, there's also an emotional cross-eyed, that a person sees everything crooked. He sees sheker, what's good he sees is bad, and what's bad he sees. And we ask, and we're mevorech, that a child should be zoicha to ruchnius, and that's for that is needed, einecha l'noichach, should see straight. It's interesting. Miriam, she didn't see the ma'ilus of Moshe. That I would say is a blindness. It wasn't a sheker. She just didn't understand. Miriam had no negius. But once you put negius into it, like the meraglim, that's when the einayim also see sheker. Hishvasai means that a person undermines greatness. He undermines attributes, but if it's not with a negiya, then it's that's a ya'aver. By a pikeach, by a tzaddik, that's ya'aver ene pikchen. But once you put a very bad negiya of kavod into the mix, then even the eyes are misalif, they see wrong. At the end of the parasha, we have tzitzis. All the darshanim try to put together the beginning of the parasha, meraglim, tzitzis at the end. What is the connection? Why is tzitzis at the end of this week's parasha? Pashit, we could say, lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. The meraglim, they were yasur. They went lasur as aretz, and they didn't see properly. They went achrei levavchem, which means their heart, they had a negia, and achrei einechem, they saw. They went and they saw wrong. So the parasha of tzitzis protects one from loisosuru, achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, which is really what happened by the miracle. I want to point out something interesting and deeper in the parasha of tzitzis to the connection to the miracle. Tzitzis is supposed to remind us, it's doim liyam, and liyam is l'shamayim. It's supposed to remind us the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Shamayim, and the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael. They brought back a grape. And the one thing that they did not see in Eretz Yisrael is the one thing that's everywhere and in abundance in Eretz Yisrael. And that they didn't see. What is it that's in Eretz Yisrael? Everywhere and in abundance. And the Teretz is the Rabbeinu Shlom. Eini Hashem bo mireishis Hashanah v'ad. The Rabbeinu Shlom is there. Everywhere you go, wherever you turn, the Shechinah Kadosh is there. And that's the one thing they didn't see. Everything that they came back and they spoke and they said and they brought. Imagine a guy comes to Eretz Yisrael and the only thing he brings back is a Jaffa orange, a Bisley and a Krembo. You tell him, excuse me, where were you? the Jaffa oranges you get in the shuk. The Krembo you get in the store, but were you anywhere else? Did you go to any kfarim? That's all you came back with? The Meraglim. Why did you come back with the Rabbeinu Shloim? That's everywhere. That's full in Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is that a person could be in this world, not see the Shamayim. Tzitzis is the idea of living here, but focusing on Shamayim, Aretz, but Shamayim. Shamayim was plentiful in Eretz Yisrael. Tzitzis, it's born in the Svarim, is a school for Anava, for humility and Kas. Because if one has Anava, he's humble, he won't get angry. So they tell you, it's one of the schools from the Zayar and other Svarim, is to look at the Tzitzis, And this will bring you to humility, and therefore you won't get angry. Humility, you see Shamayim, you see the Eibishter. When you're not humble, when it's not Toiv Aretz Ma'id Ma'id, which is Shval Ruach Ma'id Ma'id, you won't see what's right in front of you in Eretz Yisrael. And that is the Rebbeinu Shloilam. You know, the tzitzis is tchelis. Tchelis is made from a worm. The chilazon is a worm. It's not a fish. People think it's a fish. It's not. It's a worm. Reb Sham Shufal Hirsch explains, because the worm is humility. It's the animal which represents the lowest, a worm. David HaMelech says, V'nechi telas v'loy ish. I've always said, what's the pshat? V'nechi telas v'loy ish. Esav was red. Red is a sign of fighting and death, dam. Esav was ish sada, ish. Right? David HaMelech was also red. David HaMelech was an admoni, he was a red. Zok David HaMelech, v'nechi telas v'loy ish. My red is telas, shni telas. We had red in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the red? It was from a worm. The worm is a simon of humility. And this is all based on the Torah of Sham Shufal Hirsch, that the chilazin, worm, the dye, the color red, is the anava. It's the humility. Yeah. So the tzitzis is humility. Humility, then you'll have shamayim. You'll see shamayim even on aretz. That's the connection from the beginning of the parsha to the tzitzis. It's interesting. Sheshanis Yaakov tzahalav esamecham Purim. And even though we're not close to Purim, but I think it's a meridik taich based on everything we said. Sheshanis Yaakov tzahalav esamecha piroisam yachat chelus Mordechai. What is chelus? It means the blue clothing, which is the malchus, the royal clothing. And they saw that it changed Haman instead of wearing the royal clothing. Mordechai is wearing the royal clothing, and that made them happy. The Belzer Rebbe's used to fataych tchelus Mordechai means the tzitzis of Mordechai. The word tchelus doesn't mean the clothing of Achashverosh; it means the tzitzis. So, what does it mean that they were happy when they saw the tzitzis? So they always say the pshat because they didn't know who was on the horse and who was leading. They thought Haman was on the horse, and Mordechai again was leading the horse, degradating the Jew, degradating Mordechai. But when they saw the tchelus, the tzitzis from the one on top on the horse, it's Mordechai. They're sung the bells of Rebbes. And that's what made them happy, Sheshanis Yaakov. I want to say maybe another taich. Piroisam Yachad. They saw together. There was an achdus. Everybody knows Purim is a time, is a yontif, where it's in the yontif itself is the skula, that it's able to bring yachdus. What brings the achdus? We said, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, the achdus by Matan Torah came because it was Bamidbar, that they were humble, humility. It's interesting, Purim is also a time of Kabbalah Satorah, so we needed a Beroisam Yachad. We needed that Shem Yenachdus. Sheshanas Yaakov, Tzalav Esamecha, what were they happy, Beroisam? Not Beroi, Beroisam Yachad. There was an Achdus. What brings about the Achdus? Tchelus Mordechai, the Tzitzis. Tzitzis is Anova, it's humility. Humility brings about that a person doesn't have Kas. He's not angry. He sees the Milus. He's able to unite and able to fix relationships that are strained. Relationships that are strained. I would just end with the following yesod. Why is it that we don't see the milus in others? The Altman Slabotka gave many shmuzin how seeing milus in others is rooted in seeing the Tzelem Elikim. Seeing that the person is a Bria of the Rebbeinu Shem. It's actually seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the other person. It's seeing the Shechina in the other person. When you see the Shechina, you'll appreciate the other person. So now we've understand everything. To see the Maila, you always need Anava. Anava means you see the Shamayim. You see the Rebbeinu Shloilam in the other person. So Anava, humility, will help to Vayichan, to see the Chein. What is the Chein of another Yid? Where does it come from? If you look at Sfarim, Sfarim explain, Chen is a Ruchni, it's the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Vatihi Esther Noises Chen Be'enei Re'eha. Right? The Eishes Chayil, right? What is that? It's Chen. Chen is a Ruchni, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam, the Shechina. When you see the Shechina, when you see the Shechina in another person, when you see it on his face, it brings about chen. Vayichan sham Yisrael, but you need to be humble. You need to have humility. This is the lesson that we need to take from the parasha of Meraglim. We have to search within ourselves. Do we have the chisaron of the Meraglim? Do we look around our lives, the people in our lives, the situations, the place we live, and even worse, the gedolim that we need to look up to, and do we find the fault in them? And do we take out just the one negative thing that they have? And you know where that comes from? It comes from the fact that we're lacking in humility. Toiv aretz ma'id ma'id is havishval ruach ma'id ma'id. And if we do that, toiv ayin hu yivarech, we'll be happy. Sheshanas yakir tzahal lavis amecha brings tremendous happiness. Negativity, you'll be unhappy. Being positive, seeing the good in the other person will make you happy. Don't think you're doing the other guy a favor. You're doing yourself the biggest favor. Tayvayin hu yivarech.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.